Chapter 2. Why Seemingly Trivial Random Events Matter. Psychologists use the term hindsight bias to describe the human tendency to think that events are more predictable than they are. In the late 1940s, the sociologist Paul Lazarsfeld staged a vivid demonstration of the phenomenon by describing a study purporting to have found that World War II soldiers from rural areas were much better able than their urban counterparts to cope with the demands of military life. Just as Lazarsfeld suspected, people who read the results of the study found them completely unsurprising. Of course, the grueling lives led by rural men would make them much better equipped to endure wartime stresses. Why would anyone need a study to confirm that? The twist was that the study Lazarsfeld described was a complete fabrication. The actual study found the reverse. It was the soldiers from urban areas who fared much better in the military. Lazarsfeld's point was that when you think you already know what happened, it's easy to invent reasons for why it had to happen. Extending Lazarsfeld's work, the sociologist Duncan Watts has argued that hindsight bias operates with particular force when people observe unusually successful outcomes. The problem, he suggested, is that it's almost always easy to create a narrative after the fact that portrays such outcomes as having been inevitable. Yet every event is the outcome of a complex and interwoven sequence of steps, each one of which depends on those preceding it. If any of those earlier steps had been different, the entire trajectory would almost surely be different too. Watts illustrates his point with the interesting history of the Mona Lisa, easily the most famous painting in the world. During a visit to the Louvre, he noticed the ubiquitous throngs jostling for a closer look at the painting, even as several other canvases by Leonardo da Vinci from the same era went almost completely ignored in an adjacent gallery. To Watts, the Mona Lisa seemed no better than those other paintings. Curious, he did a little digging and discovered that it had languished in obscurity for most of its early life. What pushed the painting into the spotlight was apparently its theft in 1911 by Vincenzo Perugia, an Italian maintenance worker at the Louvre who...